Democrats on Capitol Hill are scrambling to make a Sunday deadline to complete two big parts of President Biden's economic agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier this month, you'll recall, set a new deadline of October 31st for the House to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and achieve consensus on a bigger budget bill that includes a number of liberal policies like subsidizing childcare and fighting climate change. A status update now from Savannah Berman, congressional reporter at USA Today. Savannah, where are we?
So, going into this week, every Democrat said that they want a deal ASAP, and Democratic leaders had put October 31st as the deadline to pass that $1.2 trillion you just mentioned, the bipartisan infrastructure deal, and to get an agreement on framework for the larger budget spending bill. Now, Pelosi had said earlier this month that something needed to happen and be done before October 31st, as that's when the 30-day reauthorization of the federal highway program expires, and the bipartisan infrastructure deal would address some of those issues. But they're not going to be able to pass that in the House unless something is done on that larger budget reconciliation bill that satisfies progressives. Now, last month, they had held up a vote on the separate infrastructure deal. They're two separate tracks here because the reconciliation bill wasn't completed. And they were saying, well, we're not going to vote on the bipartisan one now if we're not done with the reconciliation bill. So they're wanting framework, a vote, something to be done before they allow the House to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal.
This is really going down to the wire. I mean, is there a sense that something ultimately will get done, or is it still maybe 50-50?
You know, if you talk to Democratic senators on the Hill, they're optimistic. Manchin said that he expects a deal could be done this week. Durbin saying that he expects something could be done. So everyone you're talking to is seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but Schumer said yesterday they're still working through at least 3 to 4 issues, and those are some really big issues that they need to work through. So they sound optimistic, but we'll see if that really pans out.
All right, so and still the possibility that some of the items or proposals in at least the social spending and climate bill are going to get trimmed.
Absolutely, yes. So during a CNN town hall last week, President Biden said outright that the tuition-free college, which carries a cost of about $109 billion, will likely be cut out. He said that his $225 billion plan to provide 3 months of paid family and medical leave will likely be cut down from 4 to 12 weeks. So there are a lot of areas that they're trimming to get this bill, which was originally proposed at $3.5 trillion, down to a level that will satisfy Manchin and Sinema, the moderates in the Senate. Manchin said he really doesn't want to go above $1.5 trillion, but there's a number of $1.75 trillion that's been floated around in these negotiations as a possible top line.
And that's way down from what Senator Bernie Sanders had initially proposed, which was $6 trillion, correct?
Yes. So, if you talk to progressives, they were saying that they thought the $3 trillion was the compromise. They said that they could have doubled the $3 trillion at $6 trillion. Congresswoman Jayapal was saying the same thing all last month. So it sounds like they might be okay with a 1.75 and try to do some of these initiatives again in the future. But yeah, this is really down from what progressives were wanting to spend.
We're speaking with Savannah Berman, congressional reporter at USA Today. Her story is called Childcare, Climate Change, and $1.2 trillion worth of other initiatives face a Halloween deadline. Here's where we are. There's the pressure, too, to get President Biden something in hand as he goes to this climate meeting in Scotland, too, right? Mm-hmm. There's part of that pressure.
Absolutely. Biden was telling he had a meeting with Manchin and Schumer up in Delaware over the weekend, and he was telling them that he wants something done, something on his desk before he leaves for Europe on Thursday. That's a really big push. There's a lot of issues that they're working out to try to get something done in just a few days. But he was saying that that would be very positive and that he wants something done before he leaves. But that means ironing out issues on framework for the budget reconciliation bill, having the House then pass the separate bipartisan infrastructure deal, to get that to his desk. So that's a lot of issues to work out in a really short amount of time.
Savannah Berman, congressional reporter at USA Today.